On May 11th, 9 days from today, the COVID-19 public health emergency ends. But the ordeal isn't over for many industries across Massachusetts. Arts and culture institutions are still struggling to recover and adapt, including museums of all sizes that closed down for months in 2020. WBUR's Andrea Shea has a tale of two museums.
The Museum of Fine Arts is one of the biggest in Boston, but our first stop is New Bedford's largest, the Whaling Museum. Since 1997, Moby Dick fans have gathered here for an annual 25-hour reading of Herman Melville's classic. But when the in-person marathon returned this year for the first time since the pandemic, President and CEO Amanda McMullen says it felt and sounded different.
Call me Ishmael.
Some of the diehards were like, wait a minute, people aren't supposed to be clapping. And I think it was like, we have made it.
And this feeling of like calm seas, the ships come back into port.
Like a tsunami, pandemic shutdowns upended museums. Without visitors for months, revenue plunged.
That year was tough, right? 2020, navigating that. We had like 17,000 visitors for the whole year when we should be upwards way closer to 80, 90, 100,000.
Even with a battered budget, McMullen retained her staff of 47 employees. In return, they created a ton of online content. Now, she says, hybrid offerings, including the Moby Dick Marathon, are here to stay. But to survive, museums need people streaming through their galleries. Ticket sales generate about 30% of the Whaling Museum's income. McMullen is relieved attendance is almost back to pre-pandemic levels. In 2020, she says this historical institution's founding mission to serve the community felt more urgent than ever.
There was the health crisis, an inevitable financial crisis, a racial reckoning. You can't come out of that year as an institution that should reflect the community without making some strategic decisions to dive deeper on that.
One decision was to go full throttle with an oral history project called Common Ground. Since 2020, staff members have been fanning out to record stories from residents of New Bedford, a city known for its large Portuguese-American population. Now, their voices fill a gallery and an online archive.
My name is Paulina Arruda. My husband and I own WJFD 97.3 FM, the Portuguese radio station.
Being accessible to the community is a priority, but so is attracting audiences beyond New Bedford. A report commissioned by the museum found the institution and visitors, including tourists, contributed $10 million to the local economy in 2019. During the pandemic, McMullen's team raised funds to buy a new building across the street so the museum can host major exhibitions in a beautiful new space.
That is going to be not only something that we can be deeply proud of, but will be a driver for bringing more people into the community.
After weathering the pandemic storm, McMullen likes to refer to her institution in New Bedford as the little museum that could. And she knows bigger museums have faced bigger, more complex problems.
I do think smaller institutions are by very nature more agile and responsive.
Matthew Teitelbaum directs the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, which is a behemoth in terms of building, budget, staff, exhibitions, and visitation.
Our trajectory is going entirely in the right direction, more and more people. There's nothing that a museum director likes more than having galleries filled with visitors.
But in fiscal year 2022, while operating with reduced hours, the MFA's attendance was 632,000. That's about half of what it was before the pandemic. Now the museum has surpassed that figure, with current visitor numbers 34% higher than this time last year.
I don't think we're alone. We're an institution that's still what I would call resetting.
To drive audience, Teitelbaum says the museum is investing in a few crucial areas, especially programming. Events have returned, galleries have been renovated, and big shows are back. The MFA used to create exhibitions with a lot of expensive loans from other institutions. Now curators are exploring more stories through the museum's collection of nearly 500,000 objects. And Teitelbaum says there's also a new focus on generating income through shows that travel to other institutions.
So it's something we've done for many, many years. I would say that we have redoubled our efforts. And we hope actually we can use the brand of Boston and the MFA to increase the revenue.
In the summer of 2020, dramatic revenue losses forced the MFA to lay off 57 employees. 56 took early retirement. Now, Teitelbaum says, rebuilding staff and fostering inclusivity are critical for new initiatives. The MFA moved forward on a rebranding campaign last year with the tagline, "Here All Belong."
I think that we are for sure a more aware institution.
What hasn't changed is Teitelbaum's optimism for the future. He believes museums play a vital role in society, and evolving for a post-pandemic world will take time, no matter what their size. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.